It's Beau Forbes. This is a framework for embodied reflection that you can call on in the midst of challenging times, like when you feel activated by something that's happened or someone that's happened. This practice has three steps. First, we'll do a check-in to get a baseline and see what's happening in the laboratory of our mind, brain, and body. Then we'll do a practice, which you can extend as long as you like. And when that practice feels complete, we'll do another check-in. The final check-in helps us to note what has changed and what remains, and to note the quality and tenor and tone of those remains in our own direct experience. Let's move into the first check-in. Have a mat, a blanket, and a block, or any facsimile there, on standby. As always, please honor your agency by making any modifications or subtractions that feel right to you. You can check in lying down on your back, perhaps with your knees bent. You can check in sitting in a chair, and if you choose this option, consider adding elevation under your sitting bones to support your spine and empower deep breath. And you can also check in standing up, your choice. Once you've optimally supported your body and you're reasonably comfortable, begin to breathe in and out slowly through your nose. And you can inquire, is awareness rooted in my body? Or am I located somewhere else, like in my mind, or in the past, or the future? Am I in my body in this moment? And then, what is the pace and depth of my breath? Am I breathing rapidly, as I might do if I'm upset in some way? Am I breathing slowly? There's no need to change anything about the breath. Just notice what you can about your breath in this moment. And then, where do I feel my breath most strongly? Maybe it's alive in the throat, or in my upper chest, or in my abdomen. And then turning full attention to your abdomen. Is there presence in the abdomen? Is there tightness? Sometimes our upper abdomen can be really contracted and holding, and we don't recognize that until we bring attention there. Or maybe in this moment the abdomen feels loose, or kind of uninhabited or absent. Just notice what you can without any pressure to change what you're observing. And now bring awareness to your muscles and connective tissue in places like your neck and shoulders and hips. Is there a sense of tightness or even of discomfort? Does the connective tissue there feel dehydrated and stuck? Or maybe things feel fluid and expansive, or somewhere in between? Just noticing what's available to your awareness in this moment. And then, what other sensations do I feel in my body? Maybe there's warmth or coolness in certain areas, or a fullness in my abdomen or my bladder. And just noticing here as well, without trying to change what we notice. And then turning attention to your mind and emotions. Is there a mental narrative? Is there a story looping in my mind? If there is, what is the theme of that story? And what is my emotional tone? What emotions am I aware of in this moment? What is my posture and what shape is my body taking in this moment? Is my body expanding or is it contracting and getting smaller? How am I taking up or not taking up the space that immediately surrounds my body? What is my posture? Am I aware of where my body is in space? And can I sense the space around me? And how far might that extend in this moment? And do I feel a sense of agency? The ability to initiate movement in a way that matches my intentions. And does it feel like my body belongs to me and that I belong to my body in return? And what is the tone with which I am approaching my body? The quality or tenor of my self-to-body relationship. Does it feel relational or domineering maybe, or connected or disconnected? Is there tenderness? Is there patience? And also, is there curiosity about my direct experience? And then add any signature noticings that feel important in this moment, that feel part of your particular practice lab. And when this check-in feels complete to your body, we'll begin to transition into practice. Feel free to press pause and continue to investigate as long as you might need. And remembering also that these nodes of inquiry don't demand answers, and that the mark of a good practice lab is not being able to answer any inquiry, but just in the asking itself. From check-in to check-in over time, we're seeding a relationality with the body, a connection to our own embodiment. For the practice, you can choose anything you like. You could try mindful walking or a restorative yoga pose, or connective tissue self-body work, such as stimulating the soles of your feet with a ball, or working your trapezius muscles in the upper back and shoulders. You could choose child's pose with a blanket on the abdomen, There are several of these on my YouTube channel and on my Instagram that can guide you through a practice. For now, I'll take you through the connective tissue belly stimulating version of child's pose. You don't need to do this on the floor in a classical child's pose. You can do it at the wall, and you can also lay at a right angle over a desk or table with the blanket under your belly. Take a blanket from your bed or your couch or the yoga blanket that you may have and have set aside, and we'll do three folds. First, fold the blanket in half once the long way, like a sheet. And then fold it in half again the long way, just as you did a moment ago. And do the same a third time. You'll now have a narrow, thin blanket fold with a lot of extra room on either side. If you're choosing child's pose on the floor, have something soft underneath you like a yoga mat and one that maybe you've padded with another blanket. Or you could choose a soft rug. And kneel on the soft surface. Take the long and thin blanket and place the rounded edge right at the crease of your hips, just at the top of your thigh, where your hips begin to meet your torso. Smooth the blanket down and lift your ribs up before folding over into child's pose. You can wrap the other ends of the blanket around your back, just like a burrito. Because you'll be a little higher up here than normal, it helps to take a block and put it under your forehead, just to lift your head off the ground. So you can pad the block with a soft hand towel. And rest your forearms on the mat and breathe slowly in and out through your nose. Alternatively, if you're trying this at the wall or laying over a desk, wrap the blanket around your belly so this time the rounded and more uniform edge falls just below your ribs at the top part of your abdomen. The blanket should be thin enough so the frayed or not uniform edges, if the blanket has those, are down toward your pelvis. If possible, you want the blanket only under your belly, not your ribs or your hips. Then lay at a right angle over your desk. And if the desk is not at the height of your hips as you hinge over, you can add a little height using blankets. And then pad your forehead with something soft. Rest your forehead on the desk and breathe slowly through your nose. You can wrap the ends of the blanket around your back, again like a burrito. And if you choose to stand at the wall and try this, you can rest your forehead on the wall, maybe again on something soft like a folded hand towel. And this time you might tie the edges of the blanket around you so you're able to keep it up. At first, you might not feel that much in this pose, but over a few minutes' time, you can start to feel a deeper sense of relaxation than you've felt in a while, or a sense of dropping in, of restorative rest, or connection. And of course, if you feel more activated and you've been here for a minute or two, you can emerge out and try a different practice. You can remain here for a few minutes, breathing slowly in and out through your nose, or you can stay longer for as long as it feels comfortable and until it feels complete to your body. If you'd like to, you can press pause here so that you can remain for any length of time. And when it's time to emerge, you can approach the emergence as a transition, coming out by degrees with slow movements. If your eyes have been closed, you can open them by degrees, but keep them soft and inwardly directed. Now we'll find a comfortable sitting position, or you can lie down on the mat you've used or stand. And we'll go through a variation of the check-in we did at the beginning of this practice and see what's active, what's alive in our practice laboratory in this moment. As you tune into the practice laboratory of your body, notice what is most compelling to you. What has shifted or changed the most since you began? What feels most pressing or most kind of on the surface of your awareness? Take a few moments to observe. What has risen to the top of your consciousness or maybe deepened its flavor since we began? Now that we've seen what's most alive, we'll touch on many of the nodes of inquiry that we took as we began. And you can consider, am I in my body in this moment? And does being in my body feel any different than before? What is the speed and depth of my breath? And what is the location of my breath? Where do I feel it the most? And then what's happening in my abdomen? Is there tightness or looseness? Is there presence in the abdomen? What about my connective tissue? Does it feel tight or dry or fluid or flowing? And if I had a mental narrative before, is it present now in the same kind of way? Is it maybe as compelling? And what is my emotional tone? How am I aware of my body's shape and how I take up space? How is the sense of agency that I have in my body? And does it feel like my body belongs to me and that I belong to my body? What is the quality of relationship that I have with my body in this moment? And has anything else in my body laboratory come forward to make itself known, to ask for my attention? Feel free to record any observations that feel salient in a notebook or a practice journal. And just to note, we're not practicing to make a state of being go away or to change our direct experience. At the same time, practice can also be a channel. It can act as a release valve for the reactivity that we sometimes encounter in ourselves when difficult experiences happen. Consider what's left now that we've employed that release valve. What abides? What's most alive in this moment? And what has emerged that may not have seen the light of awareness previously? And finally, from this embeddedness with your own direct experience, what actions, if any, are called for from this place of embodied wisdom? Repeat as often as desired.